92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, hello, Port Harcourt. Our final conversation this morning is about to begin, and it concerns women. Now, if you've been paying close attention throughout today, every single stop set that we've had, we've played a song by a female artist. It's Wednesday. So pop culture would have deemed this to be a Woman Crush Wednesday. Now, continuing with that theme, our conversation is hinged on a story in the news yesterday. A chief in Rumokoro community, Innocent Ikuga, has the River State House of Assembly to ensure that there is a public hearing on the bill seeking to allow women to share in family property sponsored by Michael Chinda. Now, he said that there should be a clause in some areas of the law because certain areas in customary law that prohibit women from certain rights in the family. Let's take a listen to him, please.
I commend Honorable Michael Chinda for presenting such bill, and I wish the House of Assembly will pass this bill into law. But I have worries there. My concern is that the bill said that the women should have inheritance. I want to say that there should be a clause there. Because, for instance, in my own place here, the Evo Kingdom, there is no way a woman can mount the throne. Let the traditional throne not be desecrated because of a law that has been enacted.
Okay. That's an interesting take on the matter. But we have Richard Wokocha with us this morning, constitutional lawyer here in Port Harcourt. About last year, we had a similar conversation about women inheriting properties. Now, by no means are we delving into traditional inheritance, such as, you know, rulership and things like that. That's not a conversation. But looking at inheriting properties, it's a big one, because in some communities, we had the conversation. Some people said even if there's a law, you know, that should not in any way void their traditional practices. But where exactly should the law come in, and where should traditional practices be left to continue as they were? Hello, Port Harcourt. It is the region's best conversation station right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Richard Wokocha joins us this morning. Good morning to you, sir. It's a pleasure to hear from you once again.
Thank you, Jude. Good morning, Nigerian.
Always a pleasure to hear from you. Now, it's interesting, sir, that our conversation this morning seems not to be able to be finalized, because we had a similar conversation sometime last year about females inheriting property when we had a judge in one of the communities in the southeast ruled in favor of a female who was fighting for the right to inherit properties that were left by her late father. Now, here we are in Port Harcourt recently, and there's a bill that has been proposed to the House of Assembly to ensure that women get inheritance. My question is, I will start, as a reverse person, what is wrong with the female inheriting property, Richard?
Should be in every society, property holding is a function of the allotment of responsibility in that society. And every society tends to preserve the property it has, or to preserve the property it has in such a way that it can serve the present generation and serve its future generation. So in every society, what determines how property is held, especially land, which is immovable, is the allotment of responsibility. And so in most of the societies in this part of the world, all the responsibility for the upkeep of the community, the family, and by extension the community, is on the men. In virtually all the customs, you will hardly find a custom where the rule is that the woman is to provide for the upkeep of the house. The responsibility is usually placed on the man. So for that reason, property, which is the instrument with which needs of the society will be met, are also accordingly vested in the men, in order for them to utilize it in maintaining the citizens or people of the society from generation to generation. So it makes sense if you are going to change the landholding system that you sit down and also discuss responsibility allotment system, because property is used in meeting the needs of responsibility. So I think what the gentleman is saying makes sense. And in River State, like every other communal society in Nigeria and in most of Africa, the responsibility in the various cultures rests on the man. And so accordingly, the need will also arise for them to sit down and realign the distribution of responsibility in order for the property available in society to be able to serve the needs of the present and future generation of the river society.
All right, so it's all about the redistribution of responsibility. Now, when we spoke about this last year, we did have a conversation about, you know, the woman in Southeast that was granted the permission, or was given the permission to, as it were, inherit property left by the late one after a series of arguments and family feuds. Now, in that regard, now we don't know if it's that woman's responsibility to have fed, to have clothed, or have taken care of a lot of the issues in that community or in that house. We cannot say for sure. But very commonplace in River State is the issue that if a man doesn't have a male child, his daughters can inherit his property. Or if he does have a male child and he has daughters, when he passes, very often things like land and such don't get to be shared to the female, even if she's the firstborn. But we hear more and more people make comments that it's the women these days who are coming back to take care of families, who are coming back to take care of their fathers and their aged mothers. Why, despite all of these great changes in the past 20, 30 years with the roles women are playing economically, why is it so difficult to give women inheritance from their own family? E.g., family land, like they like to call it in River State.
I think it's just the fact that even where the women are working very hard and sustaining a lot of homes, they are doing it as a favor. They are not doing it as a duty. The fact that, as a fact, they are the ones maintaining a lot of homes, working very hard, because in our society today, a woman who is selling granite and bread and fruits on the road will earn more than a civil servant who works for 31 days to take home 18,000 naira if it's a minimum wage earner, and so on and so forth. So, while it is so, it has not changed the fact that it is the man that has responsibility for the upkeep of the home. And in fact, it leads to a situation where a man in such arrangement is regarded as a lazy man, a weak man, a useless man, an irresponsible man. The reason is that it is not the woman's duty to do so. So where you are going to make it possible, because this idea goes with the fact that land in the society will be lost. You can be sure that 80% of the women in every society will not marry within the society. There will be more than 20% that will marry outside that society. And if you multiply that over two or three generations, a large part of the land in that community will be lost.
Why do we use the word lost? Because the land is still going to
lost,
be...
Lost because they will change character. Instead of being communal or family land, serving future generations of the family, they will become private lands in the hands of buyers, because those who marry out will eventually sell them out to buyers. So the future generation of that community or of that family will face a situation where it does not have the family land, which provides the primary instrument for the upkeep of the family. At least where people can farm, where people can build houses, even if they don't have money. So that will be lost. That is why it is necessary to realign responsibility once you are adopting that. I must also add that the matter over which the Supreme Court took decision in Ukeje versus Ukeje, which is the modern progenitor of all the decisions coming now from various courts, that matter dealt with land that was not at home, but in another town, in another state. But the fact that that sweeping statement was made,
was or
that,
made.
That sweeping judgment was reached without distinguishing That is why you have the problem that we have now. If the judgment had distinguished between land in Lagos, for instance, owned by a Rivers person, I mean, it makes sense, and there is no reason why his brothers here should own a house he has in Lagos. That is different and does not threaten the continuation of his community, which depends on the local land in the community. So it is the fact that the sweeping interpretation was adopted that has led to the discussions that we are having now.
Okay, and if you're just joining us, this is Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Jude. My guest this morning is Richard Wokocha, a constitutional lawyer here in River State. We are having a conversation about women inheriting properties, and of particular concern for us this morning is the idea that women in parts of River State cannot inherit family property, aka family land. Now, a chief in Rumokoro community, Innocent Nkunga, has urged the River State House of Assembly to ensure that there is a public hearing on the bill seeking to allow women to share in family property, sponsored by Michael Chinda. So it's a conversation that he's suggesting that the entire public comes in and lends its voice on to chart a way for Port Harcourt residents and for Rivers residents in general. Now, Mr. Richard, can you hear me, please?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay. Now, so let's paint a scenario. The worry, according to you, for many of those who are adherents to the traditional practices here, is if the woman, for example, gets to be allowed to, as it were, get family land, if she marries off, that land, in quoting your very statement, is going to be lost because she could, sell it off and other people can come in, and then you restrict those who are of the family lineage to maybe build houses, farm, and things like that. Now, what if somebody from this community, a man, goes on to marry a woman from another community? And maybe
that is not a problem, because in that woman's community, as I have said, in virtually most of African societies, if not all, both in that woman's community and in his community, the balance of responsibility requires that he should take care of his wife and the children of the marriage.
Mm.
So the structure of the current society that we are trying to change is that the society has said it is the duty of the man to utilize what is available to take care of all the wives, including his own mother, meaning all mothers, including his own daughters, meaning all girls or daughters. So you find that the entire society is provided for under that arrangement. So from generation to generation, whether we have white-collar job or we do not have white-collar job, through the men who are in the system and the various policies that are adopted in situations, for instance, where you have a widow. In most societies, farms are allotted to them as farms are allotted to the men. Widow of a brother in the family will usually also be allotted farmland to feed the children of the family and herself, sustain herself. So you have a situation that has provided for all. But where you now want to say, okay, let's change it. Let's do as we like. Then you have to think of the responsibility, how to rearrange the responsibility or balance the responsibility. Because you are now going from communal ownership or family ownership, which is communal in character, to individual ownership. So you must think of how to sustain the generations of that community. You must think beyond now. Remember that if that policy did not exist, her father may not even have gotten that land. That land may have been lost long before her father was born. So you must think now of the children who are coming in front and how they will be sustained, because that's what the old policy we want to change took care of. So you must come up with how to save the future generation and how to sustain the future generation before what you are doing will become realistic and effective.
Okay, all right. So for you, there are two parts of this bill that we should address. One, inheritance of general property, private property, like you made mention of in the case of UCJ versus UCJ earlier on, and then family or communal properties that would help the community and things like that. So for you, if it's a private enterprise or a private property or private liaison, things like that can easily be transmitted to male or female, as the constitution allows.
Yes.
Okay. But the question is, when it comes to communal issues, communal property, that's where we have a challenge.
Exactly.
Okay. And it's all about redirecting roles. Now, you said that most of the women that we've made mention who do these things do that out of favoritism.
Yeah, they do it as supporting their husbands.
Their husbands.
That is the right language. They are supporting their husband because it is primarily the responsibility of their husband.
Now, I'm very sure we're going to get comments weighing on that. But let me ask you, because I do know that, and I've seen scenarios in parts of Niger Delta where the woman is going out literally every day to fend for herself and the family as well, paying school fees. The man is probably taking a glass of monkey tail somewhere, you know, at 7:30 in the morning. And the woman's job is to make sure that there's food. In fact, in some communities, the man tells you, oh, I have two wives who should be able to provide for me. That's why I've paid their prices. Now, if that man dies, or if the woman earns properties from the labor that she has or that she's engaged with, won't her daughters have a part in that property? Or shouldn't they?
In most customs in Africa, including mine, and possibly yours, a woman's private property is inherited by her children. The restriction or distinction between male and female do not apply. That applies only to the family property. So a woman who works hard, buys herself a land, buys herself a car, buys herself wrappers, those things are inherited by her children under my custom. I'm sure a similar thing happens under your own custom. So it doesn't go elsewhere. It goes to the children, male or female.
Okay. Now, in scenarios that have played out so many times, when a man doesn't have a male child and it's just a woman, we see women and children from that part of the family who are sidelined, and then the best way to say it, they're left to fend for themselves because they're not males, they cannot inherit property, they cannot farm in some places, they can't, as it were, like their cousins, put that land for sale or lease it out to make money for themselves. Once their father is gone from the scene, their livelihood literally has to depend on what they can do outside of the community. Isn't that why this bill is being sought after or is being brought into the brought to the floor of the State House?
That's a possibility. It's a possibility. But again, you will find that wherever that is happening, somebody is being irresponsible. Because the communal system takes care of every member of the community. There is provision for those who are in the community, but who are not yet, who no longer have father. As I said, in the example I gave, a widow is provided for by the family, by the allotment of farming plot or farming land, just like the men and her husband would have gotten if he was around. That is done to sustain her and the children of the family because they are responsibility of the family. So wherever you have something different happening, an anomaly, you are making an anomaly, and it arises from the irresponsibility of persons who have failed to do what they are supposed to do. The bottom line remains that if you want to change a holistic system that has provided for the upkeep and preservation of all, you must also think of the interest of all and future generations in the new thing you are doing. If you don't do so, then you have not you have acted irresponsibly. You have upturned the apple cart and acted irresponsibly and sacrificed the future generation. Remember that even the United Nations urges all people to utilize resources responsibly. And sustainable development is about utilizing available resources in a manner that they can serve the needs of today without compromising the needs and the rights of tomorrow.
Of tomorrow.
Tomorrow's people.
Very true, very true. All right, we'll go for that break. My guest this morning, Richard Wokocha, I know the phone lines are ringing. We're going to get to him after the break and the headline news with your questions. Our conversation this morning is all about women inheriting and inheriting properties here in River State in particular. Once again, it comes from comments made by a chief in Rumokoro community, Innocent Ikunga, who has urged that the River State House of Assembly ensure that there is a public hearing on the bill seeking to allow women to share in family property, sponsored by Michael Ikunga. And if you didn't get to hear up, this is what he said.
I commend Honorable Michael Ikunga for presenting such bill, and I wish the House of Assembly will pass this bill into law. But I have worries there. My concern is that the bill said that the women should have inheritance. I want to say that there should be a clause there, because for instance, in my own place here, the Evo Kingdom, there is no way a woman can mount the throne. Let the traditional throne not be desecrated because of a law that has been enacted.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
So our conversation this morning, Hello Port Harcourt, is on women and inheritance. And we have, very fortunately, Richard Wokocha join us this morning. Now, he's of the view that to have a holistic change, we must also look at the change into the reassignment of roles, the way that we assign gender roles, who should do this, what should do that. Now, when that is done, we can now talk about how inheritance should be split. Society, according to him, is right now on the form of a communal-based interaction. And that communal-based interaction is directly linked to the males. So any change must factor that in into its sharing formula. Now, do you agree with him? And once again, all of this is all up for debate. Welcome to where the region has its best conversations.
This is 92.3 Nigeria Info, the only place where talk is not cheap.
0817923 0002 0817923 0003 0817923 0007 and 0817923 0009. WhatsApp is available on 0809 030 6416. My guest is Richard Wokocha, constitutional lawyer here in River State. It's a good morning to you, and thank you for making yourself available for us this morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Thank you very much, sir. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to start asking questions, or rather ask the listeners to join us in the conversation. We look forward to your input as well. Now, we have messages already. This one is from Chukoma. I don't know if you will agree. Good morning, Jude. My take on the matter is, if a man acquired property with his own sweat, and eventually he passes on, the man's female children should be part of the sharing process. But if it's a family land and it happens that only female children are available, then the family of that man shouldn't have a share in the process again. But if there is a female that is not yet married, that female should be considered at the moment. Chukuma, what say you? What's your view on Chukuma's suggestion? Hello, Mr. Richard.
I think Chukuma is in order. You recall I told you all functional systems have provision for everybody, including those who are widows and those who are fatherless. So where the rules work properly and there is no violation of the rules and no irresponsibility, they will be protected. They will be protected. So if you have perversion, perversion is perversion. In every system where there is perversion, it leads to hardship and difficulty on the part of those who will be the victims of that perversion of the system. So, I mean, to that extent, it's in order.
Okay, all right.
The present position is that a man's position away from home are less likely to be issues. But when it comes to application at home, that's where the problem arises. Even in the Bible, which my Lord, the survivor, who wrote the judgment, who gave the lead judgment, relied on and said so in his parliamentary session. When he referred to that Bible passage, he did not refer to chapter 37, where God considered what we are talking about now, the issue of responsibility, and ordered that the daughters of Zelophehad had, to whom he had earlier agreed that their father's property should be given to them, their father's land should be given to them. He now said, when the elders raised that issue of what will happen to future generation, he said, okay, give it to them, but tell them to look around within and marry men from within the community so that the community will not lose its heritage.
Okay.
And so that the future generation will be protected. So my Lord did not attach his mind to chapter 37, the last chapter of Numbers. He would have seen the fact that this issue is a reality, and even in that time, God had to deal with it in a just and sustainable manner that accords with the sustainable development that the United Nations is preaching today.
Okay. All right. Let's see now. Chibudom says, hello, Jude. Please ask your guest, in a situation where the late father of a family did not add his daughters to his will, can a new law or this law overrule the late man's will if the daughters decide to challenge it? Chibudom is asking.
Presently, the law on will gives absolute right to the owner of a property. So personal property of a man or a woman is to be distributed the way the owner wants it. Again, the right to property implies three things: the right to acquire property, the right to determine the use of that property, and the right to determine how that property should end, what happens to the property, whether you want to sell it, you want to give it out to somebody, or you want to preserve it for somebody. The decision is yours. With respect to your shirt and your trouser and your knicker or your shoes, nobody can tell you what you should do. You do with your property what you will. That is the present position of the law. But for communal related property, like inherited property, yes, there are setbacks in a lot of ways laws that ensure that you don't do with it what others did not do with it before it was able to exist for you to use. So apart from those communal property or communal property with communal interest, every other property, a man or a woman can dispose of them the way they want. The right to dispose is the final part of the right to property.
All right, speaking of final rights to own, to dispose of property because of the will, in front of me is a story from ABC News in the US over a decade ago, and you will laugh, but this is what actually happened. There was an heiress, Leona Hemsley, left her dog all her properties. Yes, inheritance. She did not give much to her family, but she left everything to her dog, and the dog lived a very luxurious lifestyle. Walter Irupaku joins us. Walter, good morning and welcome.
Dude, good morning once again.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Yes, Honorable Mike Tinda, before you brought that the law to be passed to the House of Assembly, I want to ask, has he consulted the leaders? Because I know this law, if it's passed and put into law, it will cause havoc also in the Kwere land. I'm not talking of any other part in River State. He's supposed to consult the leaders, the traditional leaders, the chiefs, before he brings this to law to the house. You see, my brother, you know, if you look at today in Ikore, as I'm talking, because I'm an Ikore man, most of the problems we have are from our, you know, land issues, brother to brother. Now coming to put a woman, maybe you might marry, or maybe you married. When you marry to a husband, then you have rights. to their father's house. So there's no problem. So, dude, I know the law will not be passed. It will not. Because it will, if they pass that law, there will be more problems in River State, particularly in Greenland.
Well, that's why the chief is suggesting that a public hearing be held. Mr. Richard, let me get back to you. Do you agree with those who are asking that this suggestion be looked into, talking about a public hearing as a better means for understanding and, as it were, passing of such laws?
Of course, I agree completely. Any law that is making a radical change must be properly considered, and stakeholders must be properly consulted and heard out. Because if you don't do so, you may end up creating a law that will be observed in breach. You know, we have a law on smoking in public places in Nigeria.
Yes.
I don't know if you have ever heard of anybody being arrested
or being prosecuted
for doing so. And some laws are observed more in breach. Mentions of them are made only in respect of the fact that they have been breached. So public hearing is extremely important. And beyond public hearing, engagement of the communities to sensitize them so that they can realign the basis of responsibility and the responsibility allotment of the gender, various gender, the two genders in society. That needs to be done. If it's not done, I can assure you that in two generations, you will have extreme difficulty.
Okay.
Ebiso. You will regret doing or turning the apple cup.
Hello.
Ebiso, speaking to us from Audley Road. Ebiso, good morning.
Yes, Jude.
Good morning.
We use culture and different law to intimidate people. Because we update our law and our culture in Africa in particular to oppress the less privileged, to oppress people that don't have anybody to support them. Because how a woman, let me ask a question. Now, you, for example, you're a woman and you take care of your father throughout his life, and you lost your father, and your father don't have a male child. So the family members will come and say that you don't have right to inherit with somebody.
Well, his property is different. Ibiso,
you not tell me that, okay, now the present governor of River State now, for example, he have only daughters. You come out say that you want to take his property.
Well, Ibiso, the bone of contention. Ibiso, hello, please listen to me. The bone of contention is not the man's private property. We're talking about family property. Communal land.
We are talking of.
Yeah, communal land. The land that they say, okay, belongs to Ibiso's family. You know? So, yes. Let's say Ibiso's younger brother now passes on, and Ibiso's younger brother doesn't have male children. If Ibiso's daughters get the land, they can marry somebody else, and that land gets to go to their husband. So, that's what they're saying they don't want to do.
Jude, the land will not go to their husband. The land will still be. That woman, you get children. And that land is still there. You saw that.
Okay.
You saw that automatically the husband owns it. You understand? Then we use corny way to bring one idea that we look as if the other want to take it. Okay, now, okay, so for example, you tell me that this woman from Delta State that is in World Bank now.
Yeah, Viela. Konjo Viela.
You know that father. The husband take it. He's still there and they will still enjoy it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Ibiso. Let me come to you, Mr. Richard. Now, Ibiso makes a very important view there, and that is, even if it's only the female child, if the woman does get married, it doesn't mean that the land automatically goes to the husband. That if she has children, those children are still sharing a bloodline with the late father, and so they too should benefit. Mr. Richard. Hello, yes, Mr. Richard.
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Okay, all right. So, Ibiso, the last caller.
Now, I was saying that Ibiso.
Yes.
Is addressing a different issue.
Okay.
First, if you're talking of property generally, you can do with your property what you like. You can write a will. You can dash them out while you are still alive. You can do anything with your property, including your land, provided it's not land in the community. civil rights way and give out their churches, landed property to their churches. Some give it out to organizations, all manner of organizations, including other philanthropic acts and gestures. You have the right to do that with your property. But when you are not here, if you did not determine how it should pass, how should it go? When it comes to land in communal areas, it's not true that the land will be there. If she marries in Sokoto, for instance, or she is from Kalabari and she marries in Echi, the children who are in Echi are not going to own that land. And she knows it. And she's not going to be going from Echi to Kalabari land to go and cultivate that land.
But what will likely happen
in 80% of the cases or more
Is
that she will dispose of the land,
land
and buy a land in Echi, a land which she can farm around her house.
Okay, now
that land will not be there because her cousins and the next generation of her family will not have access
to that land. True.
They can't live on it. They can't build on it.
No, but he's
changed character to a private property.
He's opining that rather than not grant the woman access to the land, that if you do grant the woman access to the land, her children, who are also the father's grandchildren, can also benefit from the land. Without necessarily
from that community.
If they are not from the community, imagine if she gets married to somebody else outside of the community. That the children from that union are still the late man's grandchildren, so they should, bear some responsibility.
I agree, but Jude, if you are talking about communal land, the question is, how does this land serve the present generation and the future generation? Those children from Sokoto or Ichie already have a different system that is taking care of their interests and their future. The concern of the community is how the land we have, whether it's vast or small, can serve the present generation of this community and serve the future generation. If you don't make that preparation, you will be doomed. Every nation, every society, including England, that is what governs landholding in every nation in the world.
Okay, let's get to read
that. Sustainable development, how to utilize the land in a sustainable manner.
Martins,
you give it out and bank on the fact that they are still the grandchildren. If the people before him had done that, there would be no land for his family to allocate to him that he would have lived on to take care of his daughter that he has.
Martins,
so if it is communal land, that interest is serious.
Martins is on Agri Road. Martins, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yeah. I want to make an input, but go. I agree with Advisor Wokosha.
Okay, go on.
I want to tell him that since, although we know that a tribal, customer different diversity exists in the Niger Delta, like in our Kalabari area, the women play a role during the death of their father. And even during the age, during their age, women also take care of their parents. They are given some preference in sharing inherited property. I hope in the current area too, where Iwokata is from, women also play a role during their age period. They take care of their parents. Fresh water for them, go to the farm, so the daily upkeep of their home. So there is no way they should discriminate that women should not have a share of the elder property.
Martins, the focus is on communal property. Ida is from Koro. Ida, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, Jude, I want to ask you a question. Sorry. Maybe I'm married now. I bought maybe two girls. Is it possible for me to put my daughter in my will or community will? Will that girl marry to another man? They will give me grandchildren. Most times, marriage always break up. And if I don't put her name in that will, maybe I pass on now. Will she suffer or any other thing? And when she comes home, she will have somewhere to stay. So she puts our women in our will, no matter anything.
Mr. Richard. What say you with the last two comments, particularly the last one?
For the last one, we already said that with a will, you can do with your property what you like.
Yes.
Except you have a property where you have limited or conditional rights. That is, for instance, inherited property that is designed to go on to the next generation. There are what you can do with it. Other than that, you can do with your property what you like. You can give it to anybody you like, whether it's your daughter, whether it's your church, whether it's your boyfriend or girlfriend, or your association. You can do with your property what you like while you are alive. So you can do that by preparing a will. You can even give it to them while you are still alive, and it becomes their own. But we are talking of a different scenario. Now, for the caller before that, dude, I'm sure you are aware that, which is why you need to have conversation in different communities. There are differences in communal systems.
Yes.
And in Kalabari area, I'm sure you are aware that there is a matrilineal
line. Yes, yes.
Yes. You can't ascend the chieftaincy title in some of those communities if you are not born by their daughter, irrespective of where your father comes from. Inheritance also goes that way. It goes in an avuncular manner. So you inherit, women play key role, and women determine who has what they trust better, as the judge put it, when I was before her in the magistrate court, that system trusts more their daughter. They trust more the child that they saw their daughter deliver. They know that that is their own, more than the one their son claims to be his own, which may have been conceived by another person. So different philosophies operate in different places. So a place like that, you can be sure that women will play critical roles and the inheritance system will be different with respect to women. But in societies where everything is long-term demand and descent and heritage and everything and the responsibilities is on demand, it will not also be surprising that property and inheritance system has a bias for the men, which is why you need to have a conversation so that you can make adjustments to accommodate everybody in the new system.
All right. Let's read some messages as we wrap up this morning. Good morning, Jude. I pray that this bill gets signed into law in Nigeria so that women can take part in sharing properties when their mothers or their fathers die. My mother had so many landed properties, but when she died, my brothers shared everything, including her wrappers. Wow. Wow. That must have really hurt. Facebook.
They could have challenged that and they could have stopped it. And again, she could have done something different. She could have given some of these things to them or willed it to them. Everybody can write a will. There is no gender about will. If you don't decide how your property will go, it will eventually be decided by the custom that applies to you, which is why people are encouraged to write wills
okay.
as soon as you start having property.
Matthias on Facebook says it will cause more problem in the home because the moment the law starts to exist, many of them will not like to marry or concentrate on their marriages. They will be misbehaving in their husband's houses because they have properties in their father's house. If not for this, nothing is wrong. There is nothing is wrong there for there to be able to inherit property. May God never allow such a thing happen because it will damage many marriages. Interesting. Edward Okajile says there is need for public hearing on this matter. However, the law should be consistent with conventions. Women should be allowed to inherit properties of their parents. All right, Shaibu says Islam already explained how to share property or inheritance. Women have rights from or in sharing of property or inheritance. The Quran explained everything on how to go about it. All right, thank you very much. Finally, Mr. Richard, once again, I can't thank you enough. This debate seems to be veering off to the skewed view of general inheritance. But the real concern for you and for those who are supporting the motion here is property for the community. And you still maintain that unless there is a redesign of how responsibility is distributed, it may not all go well.
Yes, unless you adjust the issue of responsibility, you will be making a mistake.
Well, once again, a pleasure to have spoken with you. We'll get to find out when this bill will be brought to the public so that we can all join in the conversation. I look forward to having other conversation with you. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, Richard Wokacha, constitutional lawyer here in Port Harcourt.